98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here, and our guest this afternoon, one of our absolute favorites, Janet Croshaw from the Valley Table Magazine and Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week kicks off this coming Monday, October 29th, running through November 11th. For pretty much everything that Janet and I are going to discuss, you can visit HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Janet, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I love coming here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come visit us here at KZE. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Let's give folks who are maybe new to Hudson Valley Restaurant Week just a brief overview of what this is all about.
Of course, we don't want to take that for granted. So this is the most delicious 14-day week because it runs actually for 2 weeks when we have something like almost 200 restaurants who are offering three-course lunches for $22.95 and three-course dinners for $32.95. And it spans from Columbia County down through Westchester County. Lots of good choices right here in Dutchess and Ulster. Mm-hmm. And people should go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com to see the list of restaurants. Yep. Make a reservation. That's always a good idea. In fact, you absolutely have to make reservations. It's rare that you can just, you know, pop in.
Especially for dinner, especially on the weekend, right?
Correct. Yeah, lunch obviously is a little less.
A little different.
Yeah. But the website has all the information. You don't need any special coupons, passes, or anything. You just go look at the list, look at the menus that are up there, make a reservation, and go out and... You know, we've been doing this for 12 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I still love it. There are so many great restaurants in the Hudson Valley. You can't possibly get to all of them, but it's fun to try.
Yeah.
And there are always new ones. So we have a lot of new restaurants participating this restaurant week, and I'm looking forward to going to check them out.
I also want to just briefly acknowledge that restaurants choose to do this in different ways, right? Not everybody participates in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week in the same way in terms of the way they organize their menu,
right?
In terms of whether or not they offer lunch or dinner for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, right?
Right. So the website will let you know if they're offering lunch or dinner or both. Mm-hmm. Everyone is supposed to offer three courses, of course, for that price point. Some people literally open up their entire menu.
That's sort of what I was getting at. Yeah.
You choose the course that you want from our regular menu. Others will say, here, choose from these five choices or these three choices. So it's, you know, restaurants who have been doing this for a while, they get into it. They love showing off what they're doing. They like to try some new dishes. They like to put out some of their favorites. So each one does take a different, you know, approach.
Yeah. Personally, I actually enjoy it, as I've said this to you before, when the restaurant makes more of the decisions for me, because then I'm pushed to try something that I might not otherwise try, and I never regret it.
And that is a really great point. And the best approach is like to go with an open mind, with the idea that you might try something new, mm-hmm. You might love it. And if you didn't like that dish or that particular appetizer, well, you have an entree and dessert coming. Yep. And heck, it was $22.95 for lunch or $32.95 for dinner. It wasn't like breaking the bank to try something new.
Let's talk about something that is new this year. You are helping fans of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week put together what I would call an excursion for the day, a day trip. You're helping people plan around Hudson Valley Restaurant Week beyond just sitting in a restaurant and eating.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an amazing region. We love the Hudson Valley. There is so much to do. Anybody who listens to KZE and visits the calendar or, you know, knows that there is so much to do here in the Valley.
Absolutely.
And it's fun to go check out a new place. So maybe you go across the river to the Kingston area or downriver to the Newburgh area or even farther down to Yonkers and Tarrytown. Each area has its own unique experiences to offer. So we have put together day trips or excursions that you can look at on the website, what to do during restaurant week, and it says where to go. Some options, whether you're a history buff or you're a nature buff or a bike rider or whatever. Here are some restaurants that are participating in that area to have dinner or lunch at. Here are restaurants that are close to the train. You could hop on the train and, you know, do the travel that way. So we encourage people to, this is a beautiful time of year, so we encourage everyone to get out and explore the valley.
It also makes a lot of sense in terms of the activities that will help you burn off some calories. That also is, I think, a good tie-in, right? Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is potentially a time to indulge, which is great. We all need that from time to time. And so activities that help balance out those choices are a good idea.
We do always look for those. Although I will say there, we also suggest, you know, a brewery to stop at or a winery. There's so many great wineries here. Bike to the brewery, but it's a fun time of year.
Our guest this afternoon, Janet Croshaw from the Valley Table Magazine and Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which kicks off this coming Monday, October 29th, running through November 11th. Three courses, lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95 at so many restaurants all up and down the Hudson Valley. Would you like to, Janet Croshaw, spotlight a few of the new participants that you are particularly excited about? I know there are some.
Yeah, there are. And so over in Saugerties, the Dutch Ale House, which is a wonderful new, it's been around for a while, but it's the new owners. They've done a nice renovation. They've got a great menu. Farmers and chefs. So everyone who knows John Lukic from Le Express, he closed his Le Express restaurant and has opened Farmers and Chefs. It's right under the walkway in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, cool.
So you take a nice walk on the walkway. It's his name says it all. He's totally farm to table driven, and everyone might recognize his big. He has a great food truck called Farmers and Chefs. So,
okay,
if you've been to different farmers markets, you may have spotted him there. So he's participating, and then up in Columbia County, Vanderbilt Lakeside. So again, these are new owners who came up from the city and have renovated an older Victorian kind of inn and have made it this great funky inn on a lake, great menu to try. So especially if you want to do like an overnight getaway, that would be fun.
What town is that? You said Columbia County.
That's Philmont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's great. It's a little off the beaten path.
Oh, excellent.
And where else is new? Just, you know, what, I don't know if it's necessarily a new restaurant, but I have to put a plug in for Newburgh, which gets such a bad rep often. But the whole
usually by people who haven't spent much time there recently.
That's true. That's true. So the Washington headquarters section of Liberty Street has so many great new shops, wonderful restaurants, including Liberty Street Bistro, which is participating. Cosmo's restaurant is not too far away. It's a drive, not a walk. But in the neighborhood, there's a Newburgh Brewery overlooking the river.
They make one of the finest beers on the planet. Just a quick plug, Mega Boss from Newburgh Brewery. It's expensive. It's worth every penny. They could probably charge me three times what it actually costs, but just a quick plug for Newburgh Brewery.
And it's a great spot on the river. Yeah.
Another reason to go to Newburgh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I love Restaurant Week because I use it as an excuse, another excuse to go check out an area that I feel like I haven't been to.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to it. It's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week coming up this Monday, October 29th through November 11th. Three courses, lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95 for all of the participating restaurants. To get all the details, to make your plan in advance, get those reservations in, you can go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Big thank you to Janet Croshaw of the Valley Table Magazine and Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Janet, have a wonderful time these next couple weeks.
Thank you. I expect to see you out there, Will.
That is the plan. Safe travels to you, and we'll see you down the road. It's 98.1 KZE.